And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
My son, Henry.
Yeah.
Basketball training.
Yeah.
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
And then
you'll usually go there, then you'll roll to Kick Academy,
yep.
Catch the tail end of Indy's
correct
soccer, and we'll have a little catch up. And
Tom and I can hang because we love spending time together, because we are work friends, are real friends, and we spend time together.
Yep. That's beautiful. Yep. Enjoy, guys. I'm happy to stay home.
Didn't happen yesterday, as you would have noticed, Tom. I didn't rock up and grab a coffee with you.
He did notice.
Actually, he did. Yeah. Because I'd made a promise previously that I was going to take Henry and Max after basketball training. I made it weeks ago. It's just off the cuff and I regretted it because I had to follow it through.
Yeah.
That I'd take them to Hoop City, you know, the basketball place out on the Torquay Highway
there.
Yeah,
brand new.
Yeah, because they wanted to try one of those shooting bays, you know, where the ball pumps back out to you.
Automatically, yeah.
Oh, cool.
And it moves around too, so you can have, you can set it so it like goes to a different part and shoots it out to you and you take the shot.
So you practice your three-pointer.
So, yeah, jump shot.
All sorts,
three-pointer.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Anything you want. Yeah, and
alley-oops.
What's another basketball?
Slam dunk, defunct. Yeah.
Not defunct.
Nothing but net.
Yeah.
Wide.
Swish, swish.
Swish, swish. Whoosh.
Something like that.
Yes, he can't help himself. Here we go. Get ready for this.
What are you doing?
Because every time we say swish, swish, Lingy, this is one of Tom and I's favourite tunes ever. Swish, swish, bish. Another one in the basket. So sexy when this comes on.
Katy Perry, I mean, if that's not her best song, I don't know what is.
Why doesn't that get more airplay?
The way you two were sort of looking at each other and dancing across the desk there made me a little uncomfortable.
No, we were looking at Katy Perry.
That's right.
Through space and time. Anyway, continue with this story.
I've got a problem
with
my
eyes. No worries at all. Taking them to Hoop City.
Yeah.
Realised that there's this thing called the internet. I could have looked up the opening hours.
Yeah, right.
So I got there. The girl, the front door was open, so I've gone in.
I'm Cameron Ling. I'll go in anywhere, anytime.
And she
boom.
Very politely said, oh, it's a private training session. We don't actually open till 11 o'clock. I'm so sorry. We'll go and get a coffee. This is where I'm getting to my point about how impressive a feat I've just accomplished.
All right.
This is all a backstory. So I thought, okay, while I've got a bit of time to kill, petrol from the APCO.
Here we go.
Okay.
Torquay Highway.
Yeah.
Gone and got it. Pulled up. Did the right thing I learnt from last time. I pulled in one of the actual parking bays.
Yeah.
And I said to the boys, hey, boys, I'm getting a coffee and a Jaffel. You want one?
Yeah.
Ham and cheese Jaffel.
Brekkie Jaffel?
Don't
do the Brekkie Jaffels anymore.
No, they don't.
Bring it up.
They're so beautiful.
Don't mention it.
It was either Hawaiian Jaffel or just a straight up ham and cheese
Jaffel. Okay, well, I like both of them as well, so good.
So the ham and cheese Jaffel, as you know, is just jam packed with the ham and everything like that. So the boys were pumped. Yep,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Brought it out, three Jaffels and a coffee. Good as gold. Boys have taken one bite. Now, this is not, trust me, because my kids are picky eaters. This is not a shot at APCO's magnificent Jaffels.
Yeah.
Didn't like them.
Oh. Oh, throw the kids away.
Well, I considered that. I considered making them walk home.
Yeah.
But you've got three Jaffels sitting there.
What are you going to do with them, Lingy?
What do you do?
Eat them all.
Eat them all.
Yes, you did.
I nailed all three Jaffels.
Of course you did. That doesn't
sitting in
me
the
at
car
all.
Park waiting for Hoop City to open.
Cameron, beautiful.
That's a good feat, isn't it?
That's
an accomplishment.
I'm so sick of you boys, though, acting like something really big's happened and then just coming at me with, I've eaten foot long, I ate three Jaffels. This is me on a normal day. What is so special?
They are jam-packed.
Yes.
They're huge. Tell me this.
Three of them.
Did you go, what was the technique? Did you just one after the other, or do you make a big triple decker and just smash it like that?
I didn't even think of that.
Should have done the triple decker.
Should've done it.
Mate, I'm so proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank
and for
you.
That, I give you. Swish, swish, bish.
And double time. Here we go.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
But just quickly, I mean, if you've been under a rock, it looks like Daniel Andrews will be returned as the Premier of Victoria.
Did you early vote? I can't remember.
I postal voted. I ordered early to get the postal because I didn't realise early voting was going to be such an easy thing to do. So by then I had locked myself in. And then it took ages to arrive and I thought, that's weird. And then I finally went and checked the letterbox and it had poured. Last weekend it had poured and so they were all wet. Oh. And so then I had to like lay out all my voting ballot papers and everything and let them dry.
Yeah.
And then so and then I finally had to like then glue it all back together or whatever. And then I posted on Election Day Saturday.
So good job, Tom.
I got it in time, but certainly they won't receive it knowing Australia Post for 14 to 21 workdays.
Don't, mate. This close to Christmas, you've been happy with them lately.
We should get a result by the end of January. Mm. So it looks like, as we say, Daniel Andrews will be getting back in. What is it? I don't think the aggressive Victorian Party did very well.
Oh, my God. Thank God. It was the hard. Don't worry about who you want to vote for.
Yeah.
It was who to put down last. That was the hardest thing I've ever done.
Wasn't it?
It was like, oh, who do I hate more? People that hate people or people that hate animals? I couldn't decide.
Yeah.
What'd you go with?
Oh, it's probably
people that hate people. Because she hates people.
Animals win.
Yeah. Of course
they do. Hands down. So Dan Andrews, if he gets back in, this will be a third term, right? So he's already been in since 2014. Mm. So he's already ticked over, just ticked over 8 years as Premier of Victoria, which is a pretty big effort, right?
Yeah.
And if you get if you get a certain period of time, I think a certain amount of days, 3,000 days, that sound right? 3,000 days in office as Premier of Victoria, you get a little statue out the front of Parliament House.
Oh,
really? And when we say little, you mean like as big as like the Oscars? Oscars
no, like, sorry, yeah. Sorry, yeah. Sorry, sorry, yeah. A little like as in
like a little good collectibles.
No,
like as
in like, no, I got myself a no. It's like a life size one. Right?
Wow.
So, so there are already four guys there, and he will be the fifth.
Wow.
And if you ask Peter Credlin, that's what he's hanging on for. And so once he ticks over that, that'll be the end of February. And once he ticks over 3,000 days, I think it's February 20.
Yeah.
And then once that happens, he's got his statue, he's qualified. Jeff Kennett brought this in the 90s.
Okay.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
And then she's like, then he's going to step down.
Okay.
So, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Love listening to
her. Good idea, mate.
Statue will be the North Face jacket.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah, you think so.
Because, you know, if you follow his page, the people that run his social media, it's very memey, very like, hey, we're funny, we're relatable. Like, I would be like, get me the North Face jacket or chuck a mask on the side or something. Yeah. Or maybe like him like, oh, like
or
when he broke his back.
Yeah, the
like
neck something, brace or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like something that was kind of like, hey, look at me. I'm a bit different and I'm up with it.
Little you know? Caption of get on the beers and he's got a pop
in
his hand.
Yeah, why not? I would.
Okay.
Dude, I'd be so serious.
So just, I thought I'd just give you a bit of a rundown as of our kind of longer serving Victorian daddies over the journey.
Mm-mm.
So coming in sixth place, Jeff Kennett rolled in at 7 years and 15 days.
Mm-hmm.
Braxy.
What a legend Braxy was.
Oh, yeah.
He was 99 to 2007, 7 years and 284 days, so a little bit longer than Jeff Kennett.
Oh, okay. That would eat at Jeff, wouldn't it?
Didn't feel like it was longer than Jeff Kennett. Jeff Kennett felt like he ran the state for a long time.
I don't know. I was a baby.
So that was he comes in at sixth. Coming in at fifth currently is Daniel Andrews.
Okay.
Our fourth longest daddy was back in the 80s.
Stop.
At 8 years and 125 days, John Kane for the Labor Party.
Okay.
Our third longest daddy, 8 years and 166 days, Albert Dunstan, back in war times, 1935 to 45 for the United Country Party.
Okay.
Our second longest serving daddy ever.
Stop.
Rupert Hamer, 8 years, 287 days of Hamer Hall fame.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So Liberal Party, 1972 to 1981. So that's...
This means nothing to me.
Cool. So... all I'm saying is this is all very achievable for Daniel Andrews. And in fact, he's back in. So if he gets to 12 years, then he will be the second longest serving daddy of Victoria of all time, only behind Henry Bolte. He got his own bridge.
I needed to know who the longest one. My brain there just needed to know the
Henry
answer.
Henry Bolte, 17 years and 78 days from 1955 to 72. So chances are Daniel Andrews won't get to overtake him and be our ultimate daddy. But still.
Imagine if he did something like such a great achievement though. Mm. Something that you could just be remembered forever, forever, like eating three Jaffles, like Cameron Ling did this morning. I mean, talk about achievements,
Talk
Lingy.
About a daddy.
Incredible. Thank you.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Pretty chilly out there this morning. What was it like, Lingwa, when you were wandering around out there getting coffees and whatnot?
This will try and explain it. I had to wear the puffer.
Oh, yeah.
Had that real chill in the air.
I had to wear my winter coat.
Yeah.
Mm. You saw it's still there. You've not shed it yet. It's the week summer starts and you're still yet to shed your winter coat.
Needs a good brushing.
Well, Jimmy James has to get the undercoat brush first and then I do the slicker brush on top.
You've got all those bindies stuck in there. Yeah. Goodness me.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
How's your aim, Lingy?
Good.
Could you hit a moving target with a bauble?
I think so.
Yeah.
They might get away from you.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Loggy I've got to hit running down the passage?
You could never get me. I am aesthetic. Athletic. and aesthetic.
And.
You're anesthetic. That's what you are.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Yeah, there's a bit of stuff going on. A lot of allergies in the air. I think that's because the grass has been growing out of control.
Yes.
It's been wet, little bit of sun, mm-hmm. Boom shakala, we have grass, okay? And Jimmy James yesterday, bless him, we got home from a massive weekend. It was about 7:30 and he's like, I've got to mow the lawn, it's green bin day. You never let a green bin go empty.
Good call, Jimmy James.
He's a legend for that. So he mowed. We've got a bit of grass out the front of our house.
Yeah, your landing strip.
Right, there's no footpath. Yeah.
So he went out there last night and trimmed your landing strip.
Yes. And there is a little bit of nature strip. It's about a metre wide just where our letterbox is and then it goes over to the neighbour's yard. Now, the neighbours, their grass is a little bit long and that's fine. It happens to the best of us, right? But I said to Jimmy, I want you to mow that so that our house is all the same grass. And he's like, well, you can't because if you start, you've got to finish the job.
Yep.
But he did it because I told him.
So he's just done to essentially the boundary of your property.
Boundary of our property. So you can clearly see a line in the grass has been made.
And the only thing that's working against my etiquette standards here is the fact you don't have a footpath.
No.
Which means so we're talking about all the way from the road. They then don't have a fence. Mm. So we're talking all the way from the road to their house.
Mm.
Around the bend.
If there was a fence, if there was a footpath, I'd have very, very strong opinions on this that you do continue on and mow right through. But I'm wavering a little bit.
So you, if it was just nature strip out the front,
yep.
Just landing strip, then you would trim your neighbour's landing strip as well as your own.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep.
It's like a community landing strip sort of session. Interesting. Okay, that's... 5223295 Macca and Torquay. Do Jimmy James and Log seem like the a-holes because there's that line in the grass now?
No, absolutely not, guys. I'm with Lingy. If there's a footpath, absolutely mow it. If not, you know, they got to earn your mowing. I reckon what you should do, Loggy, send Jimmy James in every time he mows their lawn for them, get a carton of beer out of them.
There you go.
Okay, do you think that'd be...
It's your advantage.
Yeah, it really is.
I get it, Macca. Brilliant. I love that idea. Do you think they'd be amenable to that? Maybe not. Maybe not. Loggy's dying over here. Let's go to...
It's the pollens.
We'll go to... Never happens at the right time. Okay, I'm turning you back on. Here we go. All right, Wayne in Highton, what are your thoughts, mate?
No, I'm with Loggy on this. You only do to the property boundary.
Okay.
Just a real clear line, Wayne. Just delineate between you and your neighbour.
I feel bad, though.
Yeah.
But it had to be done.
If the neighbour would do my little... I'm the same. I've got about a metre and a half on my side of the property. If the neighbour would do that when they mow, then I'd consider doing theirs.
Yeah.
But they don't.
Give and take, okay. Give and take. Good for the goose. That's kind of good.
Chicken and egg, though. Who's going to do it first?
Do you know what? If we were them mowing their massive bit of grass, I would probably continue on and just do the little bit out the front of ours. But it's a bit of a different setup.
Mark's in Warm Ponds. What do you reckon, Mark?
No, I'd only cut me boundary in that because they're asking Jimmy to go in and warm up the bed before they jump in the bed.
They better not.
It's not that kind of neighbourhood, I don't think.
No, I think it definitely is. and Jimmy does have beautiful blue piercing eyes, so you never know. He might get around. Olivia from Banno, wrap this one up for us. Am I a bit of an AH for just mowing our particular part of grass?
Definitely not.
Okay. Oh.
We've got a similar situation where we have our neighbour's front section sort of joins in with ours. Mm. And we have mowed theirs before, but then when they've mowed theirs, they haven't reciprocated.
Oh, can't do that. Okay.
What is happening in Bannockburn? Oh, my God. Where's the love?
So I'm with you. If you want to draw that line, you do it.
Mm.
And do it without shame.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Here's an idea, because you know they don't have a front fence, so essentially it's grass and trees and whatever plants all the way to the gutter from their front door. What if, to sort of try and teach them a lesson...
No, I don't want to teach a lesson. Go on.
You just got the lawnmower...
Yeah.
And just did some swirls, like did a little path around and over to the other side of their property through their front. And so they've got like this weird pattern in there.
Maybe a dirty word or something.
Yeah. Or maybe just like a love heart, or what other shapes can you trim?
Well, it depends on where you go.
An arrow. Maybe an arrow.
Yeah. I just prefer the landing strip. The landing format.
I think we've made our decision. I think the people have spoken. Okay.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on KROQ 955.